As marijuana moves into the mainstream, more filmmakers are taking a look at all aspects of cannabis culture. These days, marijuana movies are about more than hiding from Sergeant Stadenko or trying to get to White Castle for the munchies. Join with us as we explore the latest in the cannabis cinema.
Well, folks, welcome back. Not exactly the big screen cinema. We're going to the small screen for a great show that's coming up this Sunday at 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Central Time on NBC stations all around the country. It's Dateline NBC, and the show is called Growing Hope. Joining us to talk about it today, we've got a producer from Dateline NBC, Mario Garcia. Mario, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Russ.
So glad to have you here. And of course, Harry Smith is the host of this show. We've had Harry on the program in the past. Can you give folks just a thumbnail sketch of what they can expect on this show coming up on Sunday?
Well, we like to think that I've spent 6 months working on it with Harry and the families. We like to think it's a interesting, informative broadcast. We're taking a look. I'm sure you and your listeners are well aware of the various states and status of medical marijuana and the states of the recreational, but one of the newest developments in getting folks who are unwell, quite unwell, quite sick with predominantly forms of intractable epilepsy, states, some states that might be surprising to folks are passing low THC CBD laws. So it is a very narrow window to allow for some of this stuff, but this stuff previously was highly illegal in various states, and it kind of caused the whole marijuana refugee phenomenon to crop up and folks packing up with their sick kids and moving to Colorado. But that's having to happen less now that states are beginning to at least allow this stuff. There's a whole host of other issues where it's made, how you get it, et cetera. But states like Georgia, Texas, Monday, Texas passed an oil law. So it's kind of the newest phenomenon in this whole process as people perhaps are changing their minds about marijuana. And one of the places where it was being considered was in Virginia. And through the hour, we follow real time as it happened, gone to hearings, families with these sick kids lobbying the state of Virginia to see if they could get a law passed there. And everybody has to tune in Sunday to find out what happened.
Yeah, we'll check that out. It's on Sunday at, like I said, 7 p.m. I imagine that's Eastern and Pacific. And
it's then 7 Eastern. It is 6 Central. It is 6 Mountain Time and 7 Pacific. Sometimes the Mountain Time gets forgotten about. Mountain Time gets forgotten about, but obviously we don't want that to be the case in this instance.
Yeah, Denver, Colorado right there in the Mountain Time Zone, and I'm originally from Boise, so we always felt a little slighted when you guys forgot about us.
Not me. I love Boise. It's a great town.
Oh, yeah. Go Broncos. Mario, I'm interested in this kind of from a production and a media standpoint as well, because it's interesting to me watching what we call the mainstream media, the big guys,
sure.
NBC, tackling.
Hopefully you don't mean that in a bad way, but I understand what you mean.
Meaning it in just an observational way, but it's interesting watching the mainstream have to tackle this issue. As you were producing this and learning about this issue, what were some of the surprises or interesting things that maybe we take for granted, but were interesting or shocking to you?
Well, I do think, you know, for better or for worse, a large segment of the general population doesn't know, you know. It was kind of a discovery for me along the way, too, to find out different things about the, you know, I learned the sativa plant. It's actually only one plant. That's its genomic name, sativa. Marijuana is actually a made-up word some hundreds of years ago. Has 60, I was told by a scientist and MD doctor, has 60 known compounds, any number of which may, if allowed to be researched, could help treat anything from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's to epilepsy. And so I do think that people are becoming more aware of the science of it, and then become aware, as we did in the production of this hour, that its current status as a Schedule I drug prevents much research. It's very difficult to research marijuana because of its Schedule I status. And so you don't meet many people that are just flat out against this, even people that are saying, let's slow down and see what's really going on with this stuff and let's try to figure out the science. Everybody seems to want more research, whatever side they're on. And so that's kind of an interesting philosophical discovery to make, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Regardless of people, what they think about marijuana, I mean, do it, don't do it. That's kind of the free will, the free choice thing. You know, do it legally if you're allowed to. Don't break the law if you're in a place where you couldn't, I guess, is the most sound thing to practice. But it does seem that there's this tide that is sweeping even now the mainstream media, as you said, and people are learning more about it. And, you know, I don't think – I know our families in Virginia were flat out told, you know, emotion doesn't play in this building, in the Capitol building in Virginia. And, you know, who can't empathize with a parent who has a child? One of our mothers has a 22-year-old son who wasn't supposed to live past the age of three. Another has a 14-year-old daughter who's was averaging 1,000 seizures a year. Who wouldn't want to help these people?
Yeah, we have a clip from the program. It's called Growing Hope. It's coming up on your NBC affiliate, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain and Central. Let's give a listen to that. We'll come back and speak more here with the Dateline NBC producer, Mario Garcia. Okay, Mario, is that cool?
Cool.
Let's go to it.
Three mothers and their children on a remarkable journey. Each child is desperately ill. Each has a form of epilepsy. Quite often, epilepsy drugs don't work. Sometimes, they do more harm than good.
Each child's a guinea pig.
No one knew how to treat it.
We were given drugs that caused her seizures. What am I going to do?
Desperate for anything that might be able to help her daughter, Lisa found a mom in Colorado who said that marijuana worked wonders.
She was on 7 daily seizure drugs at 2 years old. The hospital said there's nothing left. You should just go home.
But Paige didn't give up.
We were in a legal state.
For medical marijuana.
For medical marijuana. I just started looking into it.
This is a side of the cannabis business few people ever see. No tie-dye, no Bob Marley posters, just plants and science.
When you look at this plant, what do you see?
I see beauty, I see wonderment, I see incredible opportunity.
Cannabidiol, a non-psychoactive element in marijuana, seemed to be effective in reducing seizures.
She's catatonic in a wheelchair, on oxygen, on a feeding tube, and I put it in her feeding tube, very low dose to start, and she didn't have a seizure for 7 days. Nothing had ever done this.
Time out. She's having 300 seizures a week. You think she's going to die, and you introduce this for the very first time, and it just stops.
Yep.
Dr. Brooks Kayal maintains more clinical studies need to be done.
There's no question that there is potential there for an effective treatment, but we don't know that yet.
Reading Paige and Charlotte's story online gave Lisa Smith, back in Virginia, new hope. Pot, though, wasn't and still isn't legal in Virginia.
So what did you do?
We chose to fight.
Together, these families decided to do something audacious. Convince the state legislature to make legal room for a very specific medical marijuana.
If she was your child, what would you do?
Of course, Harry Smith with Dateline NBC. The program is Growing Hope, and it's going to be on this Sunday at 7 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central. We've got Mario Garcia on the line, and that's really powerful when people listen to that. I can't imagine how the Virginia Assembly could say emotion doesn't play here. I mean, how could it not?
Well, you know, I've covered politics in my multiple decade career here at NBC a bit. And, you know, I think people sometimes get cynical and, you know, there's the cliche politics as usual. And these families in Virginia, my three Virginia families, they definitely weren't. And there were many other families with them. You know, you can only put so much in an hour of TV. And there were definitely three special families that we wind up profiling predominantly. But there were other people all along the way with them. And I'm sure they all get mad at me if I made it sound like it was only the three of them. But there are so many families. And each patient is different. But, you know, not to be too cynical, but politics as usual. But this definitely broke the mold. And, you know, spending time, it's been the greatest honor of my professional career. Spend time with these folks, but, you know, walking around in the building, going to every delegate that'll see it, being told by no, some folks, some delegates, some state senators. It was an impressive feat to witness up close and personal.
How does putting this story together and the time that you spent on it differ from what you might usually be putting together at Dateline? I know there's a lot of like crime sort of stories that are on Dateline. From an editorial point of view, do you get pushback or is it more difficult in some ways?
I don't think it's more difficult. I mean, I'm proud to say I worked at NBC News for 20 years now, and I started as a hard news journalist and worked my way up to being a producer at Nightly News for a decade and a half, and I worked on a Rock Center show and then moved to Dateline. So it's been unique and special for me to be able to work in all the different formats, short form, long form now. We do, you know, bread and butter, if you will, is true crime stories, but the real trade, the real art is to be a good storyteller. And all of my colleagues at Dateline are great storytellers. That's why people, large numbers of people, watch the true crime stuff. We do these other kind of out-of-the-box specials from time to time, and most of the people, maybe not myself included, but most of my colleagues at Dateline are just really good storytellers. And so that you can apply good storytelling to whatever your subject matter is, we like to think.
Good thinking. Yeah. And it seems to me, looking across the airwaves and the cable channels, that there are a lot of networks that are investing some time and investigation into the cannabis issue in various fronts, from legalization to medical. Do you see more of that coming down the pike here for NBC News? More coverage of perhaps Colorado legalization, what's happening in Oregon, or maybe more strictly staying on the medical side of things?
I can't speak for my bosses. They're smarter and better paid than me, so that's why they're the bosses. You know, Harry, as you well know, has done two stories for CNBC, our sister cable network, and they've taken a look at a wider array of topics, including recreational, including the different status in different states. You know, there's a network that's on against us on Sunday nights, when we're on Sunday nights, that did a story, and millions of people watched it too. As you're saying, the mainstream media is becoming aware of this. I'm sure the people like yourself that cover it every day and know the ins and outs, there's probably a giggle factor that's perhaps justifiable at us trying to play catch up. But for better or for worse, we are seen by a lot of eyeballs, and so this may be a first experience for somebody watching. And hopefully it's a positive one for people that don't know the topics that we'll be covering this hour.
Oh, we are so happy to have you on board covering this. Absolutely. And it's just nice to be getting mainstream stories that don't lead with a pot pun. That's a nice change of pace. I want to thank Mario Garcia for joining us here on the Russ Belville Show here on 420 Radio. And again, look forward to the Growing Hope special. It's on at 7 p.m. Pacific and Eastern, 6 Mountain and Central this Sunday. Thanks, Mario. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Russ. Tell all your listeners to watch, especially if they have a Nielsen cable boxes in their homes.
That's right. All you Nielsen watchers, get on the TV Sunday. We'll see you. All right.
Thanks, be well.
Thank you, man. We've got a radical rant coming up at right after this break. You're going to get to meet Representative Matt Baker of Pennsylvania, the one man single-handedly stopping medical marijuana in Pennsylvania.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.